Module 4. Languages of the World. Reading and Writing. Activity 7. Read the passage and answer the questions. Putonghua students on the increase in the UK. Brighton College is an independent secondary school in the south of England. In 2006, it became the first to make Putonghua, Chinese Mandarin, a compulsory foreign language. Pupils must also study French, Spanish and Latin. About another 100 schools in the UK offer Putonghua as an optional subject. It is a challenge for Westerners to learn Putonghua. There is no alphabet, just thousands of characters, which can be difficult to learn. Secondly, the tonal system is hard for Westerners. The meaning of English words does not change with the tone you use, but this is not true for Putonghua. Martin King is an adult who is studying Putonghua at an evening school in central London. The tonal system is a real problem, he said. So far, I accidentally called my mother a horse and I called my boss my wife, just because I used the wrong tone. But you don't learn if you don't make mistakes. The grammar isn't so difficult for Europeans, particularly if they have already studied another European language. Experts agree that learning a system of grammar is easier if you already know about the grammar of more than one language. The grammar is not nearly as complicated as many European languages, says Dr. Alan Brewer, who is a lecturer in Oriental languages. For example, there are no verb tenses, no relative clauses, and no plural forms. At Brighton College, most of the pupils are enjoying Chinese lessons. It really appeals to me, said Thomas, aged 14. It's fun to learn the characters, and learning the tones is like having singing lessons, and I really like singing. I'm not very good at languages, said Adrian, one of his classmates. It doesn't matter if it's Chinese or Russian, I'm never going to learn. Fortunately for the teacher, Adrian seems to be in the minority. In 2005, 4,000 UK students took GCSE, General Certificate of Secondary Education, examinations in either Putonghua or Guangdonghua, Cantonese, a huge increase on the previous year. Even so, French remains the most popular language, at least in terms of exams, with more than 320,000 students taking GCSE.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：www.tingroom.com。